After Tom Tillis defeated Kay Hagan 5 years ago to win his Senate seat, he said he would hold town halls in an effort to represent all North Carolinians. But the first-term senator has shied away from having meetings open to all. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
Here's Tillis at a news conference shortly after being elected 5 years ago.
And I will spend time going out and doing what I did when I became speaker. Town hall meetings, talk about what our priorities are, talk about the progress that we're making, and listen to them.
But Tillis hasn't kept that pledge to hold town halls, at least not in the traditional sense. Instead, he holds quasi-town halls, small events with constituents that aren't open to the general public, like last week's meeting with farmers in Union County.
Did it down at Fort Bragg, did it down at Camp Lejeune, do it with business groups where we can have an exchange. And I don't ask people to ask me just friendly questions. Let's have a good discussion and dialogue and maybe agree to disagree.
The problem, Tillis says, is that activists have turned town halls into shouting contests.
What you see now are people taking cameras, trying to get B-roll and advancing their political agenda, not really trying to have a dialogue. And I really do hope that we get back to that point to where we can go in and assume that we're going to have a good exchange of ideas.
Anger toward Republicans intensified after President Trump's election in 2016 when liberal voters challenged and sometimes shouted at GOP lawmakers during town halls, often over efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act. But that rage arguably began in 2009 after President Obama's election, 5 years before Tillis pledged to hold town halls.
2010 and the Tea Party outrage, particularly not just to Democrats, but to Republicans as well. Really, I felt like it reshaped the environment.
That's Catawba College political science professor Michael Bitzer.
And for an elected official, probably the best bet is I don't want to have to subject myself to that, so I'm going to control the environment, if at all possible.
Politicians are afraid of so-called viral moments in which a constituent asks them a pointed question, usually while being videoed. That's what happened to Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst last week when she was asked about the president asking China to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden.
Where is the line? When are you guys going to say enough and stand up and say, you know what, I'm not backing any of this?
Last month, the town hall held by Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was targeted by a political action committee associated with former right-wing presidential candidate Lyndon LaRouche. In an attempt to make her supporters appear unhinged, a member of the audience told Ocasio-Cortez that the only way to stop climate change was to eat babies, because there were too many people on Earth.
So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this: we got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2.
The website Legistorm says Tillis did not hold town halls in 2015 and 2016. It says he last held a town hall in 2017, but it was by telephone. That was the same year a man yelled at Tillis during a Durham business luncheon, saying he was, quote, timid Tillis for not answering questions about health care. A representative for Tillis didn't respond to comment on whether the senator has held a traditional town hall open to anyone. North Carolina's other senator, Republican Richard Burr, last held an in-person town hall in 2015, though he held two telephone town halls in 2017. Tillis events are often before Republican-friendly audiences, like a Charlotte Business Alliance event earlier this summer on protecting intellectual property from China. At last week's Union County meeting, for instance, a group of farmers were mostly supportive of the senator, though some had concerns about tariffs.
We have taken a considerable higher hit on that as a result of these tariffs, as a result of lost exports to China.
Last month, Democratic State Senator Jeff Jackson told UNC Charlotte students that he was discouraged from holding town halls if he ran against Tillis. He described a meeting with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer in which he said he would do, quote, 100 town halls in 100 days. He said Schumer told him, wrong answer. He said he would be better off raising money in a, quote, windowless basement. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.